Please join me in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, in the midst of this time of sheltering in place, we join with the psalmist in praising you for being our refuge, our shelter through all the storms of life. At a time when we may feel cut off from others, we thank you for Jesus' promise in today's text that through his Spirit, he and the Father will come and make their home with us. Allow us, Lord, to trust that though we may feel lonely, you will never leave or forsake us. We are grateful today, O God, for the legislative relief package passed by Congress this past week, especially the assistance provided the most vulnerable among us. We praise you for the cooperation internationally among governments, but even more so among members of the medical community as they share their experiences battling COVID-19. Allow such cooperation and teamwork to expand even further. Work through scientists and labs to help us develop effective treatments for this virus and eventually a vaccine. We pray today for the hardest hit areas here and around the globe, for those whose lives are in danger, for those who've already had family members or friends succumb to the illness, and especially for the physicians and nurses courageously risking their own lives in order to faithfully treat and save others. May those who have no risk factors remember those most vulnerable. May those who have the flexibility to work from home remember those who don't have that luxury. May we who shelter at home remember those who have no home. For this moment, when we might be dominated by emotions like fear or depression, let us be filled with your love and your Spirit. Though we cannot physically wrap our arms around each other, let us find ways to embody your loving embrace of our neighbors. And finally, let us remember the hope-filled words of the Apostle Paul. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor messenger of heaven, nor monarch of earth, neither what happens today nor what may happen tomorrow, neither a power from on high, nor a power from below, nor anything else in God's whole created order has any power to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So may it be. Amen.